Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original broadcast series that discusses nonprofit organizations and how they impact our community. This month, Cameron Riddle met with Jacqueline Hanneman, Executive Director of the Ross Community Center, to learn about the center's rich history in the community and how it evolved with the community after the close of the GM plant, which sits across from the center.
The Ross Center has been in the same place for nearly 30 years. But it's not the same community center it once was.
So it was very well known throughout, you know, decades as being the place to come for basketball and baseball. They were very, this community being part of the manufacturing community.
Back in the days of Muncie's industry boom, it was a local area hangout spot, a place kids would play until their parents got off work across the street at General Motors, the plant which sits right in the Ross Center's backyard.
I still, you know, everybody comes in and, oh my God, I remember when I was a kid and I came to the Ross Center. So from all over Muncie, actually, and different parts of Delaware County sometimes.
Then the Southside community was closely tied together because of the car industry. Now with the demise of the area's crown jewel, the community has evolved.
I mean, we didn't have the meth problem 25, 30 years ago. And they say it was a safer community. They say it was a stronger community.
The Ross Center has stayed true to its roots by remaining a popular place for the community to go. Only today, it has a stronger focus on educating its community with information on drug use prevention, job searches, and homework help. For Community Connection, I'm Cameron Riddle.
For more information on the Ross Center, contact Jacqueline Hanneman at 765-747-4741. And to listen to this episode or catch up with all of our previous editions, you can visit our website at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.